This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is Open Locker Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OLKR. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. Howard Gosfran. Howard, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, I'll tell you what, you were last with us in May of earlier this year. What have you been up to since we last spoke?
Well, we've been busy. We've been establishing our brand around the country with additional universities. Specifically, 2 weeks ago, we were in Atlanta, Georgia, at the College Football Hall of Fame, where they were hosting the Name, Image, and Likeness Summit, the NIL Summit, which was the second ever. There were approximately 600 people attending the summit. Half of those people were college student athletes from big schools around the country, some smaller schools in a variety of sports, men's sports, women's sports, incredibly well attended, tremendous energy. We had a pretty big presence there. We had a great sized booth. We had about 9 of our team members from Open Locker were there, and we were espousing all the benefits of what we are doing as a platform for students, student athletes to be having their opportunity to make money on their name, image, and likeness. While we were there, we also had meetings with name, image, and likeness directors, which is a new role that athletic directors are hiring for, to manage the name, image, and likeness process from the university standpoint. So it was incredibly well received. We had some great meetings with university officials, as well as meeting and signing up some additional student athletes to be on our platform.
Awesome.
So that was a weekend process. It was fantastic. And we really came out of there with just a lot more business opportunity.
Yeah. And, I know you guys been doing a lot of outreach. You've been doing a lot of conferences. Heard you on the QB podcast earlier last month. Why don't you tell me, though, what are the latest trends in the NIL? What are you seeing? What are you finding? What's up with that?
Well, we're finding a lot more attention being paid to it, and it's becoming a very important component of the entire student-athlete process, where they get recruited, where they're contemplating going to school, what opportunities are going to open up for them for their own personal brands at these various schools. Money's important, but they also have a real interest in developing their brands at various schools. And we provide a platform for them to do outreach to their fan base. We are fan tech. That is, you've heard of fintech, we're fan tech.
Fan tech.
And we are out there, we are out there promoting these students and helping them put money in their pockets by selling digital collectibles on their behalf, by doing meet and greets, clinics, like we did with the University of Florida gymnastics team. Where they were doing a clinic for the local girls in Gainesville, that 9, 10, 11-year-olds that wanted to participate. We had over 100 young gymnasts come meet the Florida Gators gymnastics team. So we provide a variety of different unique approaches for them to make money on the name, image, and likeness. We encourage the student-athletes to participate through social media, their social media, and our social media to get the word out there. We've seen tremendous strides and great movement as far as capturing additional audience for these for these students. And from the merchant side, we've been able to introduce merchants to these student athletes where they could create some money-making opportunities for themselves.
Howard, what is the size of the name, image, and likeness market opportunity? And a two-part question. Why is your company, so well positioned within it?
Well, it's a great question. The size of the market seems to be growing and shifting on a daily basis. I mean, if you start to think about how much money goes into the sports world, it's a crazy number. The word at the conference was that it's a $15 billion piece of pie.
Wow.
And we're going after that
crazy
piece of pie. So, yeah, so that was what was coming down from the people that organized the conference. And it's a vast number, and one that it's so large you don't know exactly, you know, who's going to be the number one in the variety of pieces of that pie. But from where we stand, we have a real team approach. We try and sign up entire locker rooms, no matter if it's men's sports or women's sports. We understand the importance of these athletes connecting with sponsors. That could be the local pizza place. It could be a regional or national sponsor. And we feel that our model is such that we're able to bring those two together better than anyone else who's trying to achieve it. So, and we've proven it. We've done a variety of events, and we've done a lot of different deals that have proven that we know how to connect the sponsor to the student athlete and the student athlete to the fan. So out of that $15 billion pie, we feel we're going to get our slice. How big it's going to be, not sure. But from a NIL point of view, we feel that we are spot on as to our approach in this market.
Howard, we're halfway through the year in 2023. It's already June. You know, someone right there right now is listening to me and you talk. What do you want to tell them, you know, in a place of absolute sincerity? Why should they look at Open Locker Holdings?
Well, you know, we're in the beginning of something. There's been revolutions in the markets. We've had the .com, but, you know, now we're talking about AI. There's a lot of different incredible technologies and ideas that have come along. I mean, there was Amazon that changed things, obviously, mm-hmm. for e-commerce. We're in that point now for this industry. We are an early mover. We are pure public play in the NIL industry. If you're a sports fan and appreciates that these college kids now have an opportunity to make money, which where in the past they didn't, and you're looking for a company to invest in that is leading the way in that industry, I feel that we make a pretty good case for why someone would want to buy Open Locker Holdings.
I appreciate that elaboration. Folks, I want to remind everybody at home, go to openlockerholdings.io. Check them out. They have all their social media profiles, etc., up there, so you can connect with them outside of their website. I have been speaking with Howard Gosfran. He is the company's CEO. They do trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OLKR. Howard, I think we're going to have a lot of exciting updates to go over as you guys keep attending conferences and pressing palms. But what do you want to leave folks with today from this podcast?
Well, just again, like I said, that we are really putting in the work and the foundation to build a company that's going to be able to service these student athletes. And it's not only Division One. There's a demand for what we're doing from Division One down to Division Two and Three. So the market is truly vast. We are again an early mover. We've been very smart in the way we've been raising capital. The company is debt free, and as a result, we have a clean balance sheet. And so, I just want to address that part of it. And we feel that we are in really a tremendous position to grow. And if your audience is looking for early stage companies that have an opportunity to go into a greenfield opportunity, which really means that it's a major market just there for the taking, we're taking it. And if they invest in us, they're taking it with us.
Folks, you've been listening to Howard Gosfran. Check them out, openlockerholdings.io, also trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OLKR. Howard, thank you so much for joining me. Can't wait to see you in the future.
Thank you so much, and appreciate the time, and we'll talk soon.
Wonderful.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.